On this Valentine's Day, there is now scientific proof the Beatles got it right. You can't buy love.
The best you can do is earn enough money so that it feels like you're in love. That's according to economist David Blanchflower, a professor at Dartmouth College. He's been researching the economics of love and happiness and has come up with a price tag for passion.
Marriage gives a great deal of happiness, and our calculations are that having a marriage gives you the same amount of happiness as an extra $100,000 a year of income.
David Blanchflower pored over nearly 30 years of data on the economy, personal income, and American sense of well-being. He discovered that money can buy a certain amount of happiness, but
it takes a lot of money to give you the same amount of happiness as you get from, you know, having a marriage or having sex or all sorts of family things.
Now, as a labor economist, Blanchflower has always been fascinated with the forces that drive the economy and affect people's quality of life. He knew there was a connection between wealth and happiness, passion and profit, but he wanted to quantify that with hard data.
Remember, as an economist, we come from, well, what's the value of money? When we look at other phenomena, we see that they don't scale in anything like the same way as marriage does. How can we measure it? What scale could we put it on? You ride on an elephant and you eat an apple. You can't add apples and elephants together. We'd like to have some kind of scale. So an economist turns to using money. Marriage brings a huge benefit to an individual. The shock of being unemployed is about $50,000 in unhappiness, if you like. So that's why we've ended up studying it and think it to be important.
David Blanchflower's research primarily has focused on the way Americans feel about the value of romance. But lately, he's been looking to see whether other countries equate marriage with money in the bank. And Steve, his conclusions?
So far, he's concluded that they do. Definitive proof that love and money are universal languages.
En osta vois, vois, rakkauttaas, mä sulle ostan sormuksen sulle kalli.
On this Valentine's Day, this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
On raha roska, rakkautta sillä en osta pois. En markkoja enää laskekaan, minkä tahdot sen myös saat. Jos onne sinut uskomaan, saisi lahjat arvokkaat. On raha roska, rakkautta sillä ei osta pois. En osta pois, jokainen tietää sen.